我们一同低头有些祷告。
Shall we bow and have a word of prayer?
主，我们在你自己爱的遮盖底下。
Lord, we cover by your love.
也是在你自己爱的率领底下。
And we are led by your love.
我们欢欢喜喜的来聚集在你的脚跟前。
With joy and rejoicing, we come and gather before your feet.
我们的主，你实在是满了怜悯，满了慈爱。
Oh Lord, you're full of mercy, you're full of love.
你的怒气是转眼之间。
Your wrath is but for a moment.
你的恩典却是一生之久。
And your grace is for is everlasting.
使我们这般不堪不配的罪人，却常常沐浴在你的恩典与怜悯之中。
That we who are unworthy sinners can be placed in your love.
我们奉你的名将今天的早上的聚会交在你的手中。
In your name, we commit this meeting into your hands.
求你成为聚会的中心。
Will you be the center of our gathering?
也要成为聚会的供应。
Will you be the supplier of our gathering?
使讲的、翻的、听的都得蒙你自己的眷顾。
That the speaker, the translator, and the listener can all receive your grace.
我们谢谢主耶稣你大能的同在。
We thank you for your mighty presence with us.
祷告奉主耶稣基督名祈求。
Pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
弟兄姊妹，早上好。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
我们感谢主，我们还有一次机会在这里聚集。
We thank the Lord for another opportunity together before Him.
我们想，这样的聚集还能有多久呢？
We don't know how many more of these opportunities do we have.
我们实在不知道。
We truly do not know.
但是我们知道每一次聚会每一次聚集，奉他的名聚集，主常常以以马内利同在我们当中。
Well, we do know that every time as we gather, the Lord's presence is with us. Just as
如果主开我们属灵的眼睛
，His name is Emmanuel. If the Lord open our eyes,
我们凭着信心知道，每一次聚会主必定供应。
That by faith we'll know that every time as we gather, He is here with us.
因为我们的主亲自宣告说，你们若有两三个人奉我的名聚集。我就在你们的中间。
For the Lord declared Himself, is two or three, as long as two or three gathers together, I am in your midst.
所以每一次聚会，我们的心要欢喜。
So every time as we gather, our hearts shall rejoice.
我们的灵要快乐。
Our spirit shall rejoice before the Lord.
我们不仅仅只是要遇见一些好久没有见到的弟兄姊妹。
We're not here just to see brothers and sisters who we haven't seen for a while.
我们也不是仅仅指望一个好讲员能讲一篇好信息。
No, we're here just to hope that there's a good speaker to share a good message.
我们乃是与众圣徒一同来经历以马内利的同在。
We're here to experience the presence of the Lord. His name is Emmanuel with all the saints.
每一次聚会
，Every time as we gather,
我们不是寄托在一个人的身上。
We do not put our trust on one man.
我们乃是仰望那。为我们的信心创始成终的耶稣基督身上。
We look upon the Lord Jesus, who is the author and perfecter of our faith.
所以弟兄姊妹
，So brothers and sisters,
真的我们有心来到聚会当中。
Truly, if we have a heart together before Him,
主要把天为我们开启。
The Lord will open heaven for us.
聚会不仅是得着主。
The gathering together is not only that we lay hold of the Lord.
聚会更是让主来得着我们。
But more so, let the Lord lay hold of us.
所以弟兄姊妹，不可停止聚会。那个信息在希伯来书里面告诉我们，我们每次我们都要思想。
So brothers and sisters, let us meditate on the message of the Hebrews saying, do not stop gathering together.
所以我们为着我们今天早上能够在这里，还是在父堂的弟兄姊妹，我们彼此感恩。
So we give thanks to the Lord for another opportunity that we together before Him.
因为我们实在是来到一个主同在的聚会当中。
But truly we come to a meeting with the Lord's presence in our midst.
这段时间我们是自己愿意分别出来。
And let us set apart this time.
今天我要跟弟兄妹交通一个信息是亚伯拉罕。
The message I'd like to share with brother and sister today is Abraham.
上次我交通的
And it's to continue from the message I shared last time.
上次我是交通到亚伯拉罕关乎荣耀的呼召。
Last time I shared about Abraham's calling of glory.
但是后来我是觉得我在我的个人心里面有一个比较重的负担。
Then later on I had a burden before the Lord.
也是弟兄们常常遇到一个 属灵的一个危机的一个情况。
And it's also one of the crisis, spiritual crisis that the brothers and sisters often encounter.
我上一次就借着犹大书的警戒，特别交通到防范异端这件事情。
Last time I shared to be aware of heresies from the book of Judah.
那今天我也接着继续交通亚伯拉罕。关乎亚伯拉罕的信心祭坛这件事情。
So I'd like to continue to share with about Abraham's faith of the altar.
如果我们读圣经
，If we read the Bible，
你会很明显的看见一个人物。
You will see this one character，
那就是亚伯拉罕。
That is Abraham.
我们知道圣经里面说到许多的信心伟人。
We know that there are many great men of faith in the Bible.
但是亚伯拉罕被放在圣经里面有非常重要的地位。
But Abraham has a special place in the book of the Lord.
他不但是旧约里面提到的。
Not only was he mentioned in the Old Testament.
他也是新约里面提到的。
He's also mentioned in the New Testament.
他不但是在旧约里面被提到的一个信心的伟人。
Not only was he a great man of faith in the Old Testament.
他更是新约里面提到的一个信心的始祖。
He was also the father of faith mentioned in the New Testament.
他和许许多多信心的伟人有不一样的地方。
There's something different with Abraham from other great men of faith.
因为神把亚伯拉罕摆在圣经里面。
For God has placed Abraham in the Bible.
他不仅代表是一个人。
Not only was he representative of an individual.
因为神被称作是亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各的神。
God was called God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
因为这个人他引出一个家庭来。
So for this man, from this man came forth, bring forth a family.
他因为这个家引出一个大家族来。
And from this family, it brought forth a tribe.
因为这个大家族引出一个国来。
And from this tribal people, it brings forth a nation.
使我们这帮在新约里面信主的人都得称为亚伯拉罕的子孙。
That we who became believers in the New Testament are all called children or descendants of Abraham.
所以亚伯拉罕这个人物被放在圣经里面，让我们回过来想的时候。
So Abraham was placed in the Bible for us to think.
这也是许许多多传道人一定会讲的一件事情。
And many preachers have been preaching on.The man Abraham.
因为他实在被放在一个代表的位置。
For he was truly a representative man.
许多属灵的年长都很丰富地讲过亚伯拉罕。
And many elders in the past have shared very richly on the man Abraham.
所以当我们回过来，今天在这里学习交通关乎亚伯拉罕里面的一个课题，叫做信心祭坛的时候。
So today we'd just like to learn to share one particular point on Abraham, that is his altar of faith.
我们实在是要需要主来托住我们的聚会。
We truly ask the Lord to sustain our meeting.
帮助我们在传讲的有限里面，我们能够经历主自己无限的工作。
That by the though even though we are so limited, we can experience the Lord's unlimited work in our midst.
我们先读几处圣经。
Let's read a few verses.
创世纪第十二章。
Genesis chapter 12.
我们从第六节读到第八节。
We'll read from verse 6 through to 8.
创世纪十二章。
Genesis chapter 12.
我们从第六节读到第八节。
Verse 6 through to 8.
我们同声读。
Let's read together.
亚伯兰经过那地，到了示剑地方，摩利橡树那里。那时迦南人住在那地。耶和华向亚伯兰显现。说我要把这地指给你的后裔。亚伯兰就在那里为向他显现的耶和华筑了一座坛。从那里他又迁到伯特利东边的山，支搭帐篷，西边是伯特利，东边是爱。他在那里又为耶和华筑了一座坛，求告耶和华的名。我们再读第二处圣经，十三章，创世纪十三章十八节。十三章第十八节。
Chapter 13, verse 18.
我们一同读。
Let's read together.
亚伯兰就搬了帐篷，来到希伯伦曼利的橡树那里居住，在那里为耶和华筑了一座坛。我们再读第三处圣经。
Let's read a third portion.
二十二章，创世纪二十二章。
Genesis chapter 22.
第一、第二。
Verses 1 and 2.
为了时间的关系，我们读一二 还有第九节。
Because of time, we'll read verse 1, 2, and verse 9.
这些事以后
Now it came to pass after these things that God tested Abraham and said to him, Abraham, and he said, Here I am. Then he said, Take now your son, your only son Isaac, whom you love, and go to the land of Moriah, and offer him there as a burnt offering on one of the mountains of which I shall tell you.
Verse 9.
他们到了神所指示的地方亚伯拉罕在那里筑坛把柴摆好捆绑他的儿子以撒放在坛的柴上
我们暂且读到这里
弟兄姊妹如果我们把这三处的经文整理起来 If we put together the three portions of the scriptures
你会看见亚伯拉罕在做一件事情。
We'll see that Abraham was doing this one thing.
他在筑坛。
He was building the altar.
他在献祭。
He was offering sacrifice to the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，如果你有看一些属灵书籍
，Brothers and sisters, if you have been reading some spiritual books,
你如果看到很出名的一个属灵伟人叫迈尔。
If you read this about the spiritual giant name by the name of F.B. Meyer,
当他在写圣经人物传写到亚伯拉罕献以撒的时候
when he was writing Bible characters and he wrote about Abraham offering Isaac,
他讲亚伯拉罕一生
he said the whole life of Abraham.
写到亚伯拉罕献以撒的时候，已经写到是他的篇幅里面第二十几个篇幅了。
By the time of when he offered Isaac, it was about the second chapter, about 20 chapters.
亚伯拉罕的一生是如此之丰富。
This is how rich the of you know Abraham's life is.
当我们读他一生的时候，读他一生故事的时候，我们很容易就陶醉在他的故事里面。
As we read his life story, we often we're quite happy just reading.
当我们看见亚伯拉罕这个人物的时候
but when we look at the man Abraham,
我们看见起初是那样的平凡，没有什么前状。
It seems that from the beginning he was quite a simple, an ordinary person.
但是他的一生因着耶和华的显现，因着荣耀的呼召，他的一生就经历不平凡神的同在。
But because the Lord of glory appeared to him, because his glorious calling, his life is no longer an ordinary life.
当我们读到亚伯拉罕今天要分享亚伯拉罕关于筑坛的事情的时候
as we share on the life of Abraham on this particular matter of building the altar
我们把这个四次的他筑坛的事情我们浓缩简称为信心的祭坛
We'll put together this, his four building of the altars and we'll call it the building of altar of faith
因为他是信心的始祖
But he is the father of faith
他过的生活实在是一个信心的生活。
And his life is truly a life of faith.
所以当我们看到他筑坛这件事情的时候
So as we look at the matter of building the altars,
乃是实实在在在信心里面的作为。
It's something that was done in faith.
但是这个四次的筑坛却代表四个方面不同的意义。
So these four altars spoke about four different aspects of his faith.
当我们读到他第一次筑的坛的时候
So as we read about his first altar,
乃是创世纪十二章第六节。
That's what Genesis chapter 12 verse 6 talks about.
那个地方是在示剑摩利橡树那里。
It says it's in Shechem, in the place of Shechem,As far as the terebinth tree of Moriah.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters.
我记得我初信主的时候
When I first believed in the Lord.
我实在是害怕读旧约圣经
I was quite afraid to read the Old Testament.
我读到旧约以色列这些人的名字的时候我的舌头就开始打结了
as I was reading the names of these Old Testament people
在读到这些地名
I was having difficulties and then I had difficulties
或者读到他
所谓的 name of the places
属灵的事物的时候
or name of the spiritual things
我实在是很害怕
I was truly afraid
我比较喜欢看新约四福音
I like to read New Testament especially the four Gospels
因为至少里面有一个人我是熟悉那个名的名字叫耶稣
But at least I'm familiar with one name that is the Lord Jesus
但是你要知道
But you need to know that.
神的话没有一句，没有一点一话是多余的。
But the word of the law was never in was is never was is not idle. Is not every word of the law is meaning has meaning.
每一个事迹都有它属灵的意义。
And every matter that was mentioned in the Bible has a spiritual meaning.
后来我就慢慢慢慢在各位年长那些年长的教导带领底下，我就尝试着读着旧约。
Then as I was leading by the elderly brothers and sisters, I tried to read the Old Testament.
当我们愿意寻求主面的时候
，So if we are willing to seek the Lord,
我们借着主的身体肢体上的交通
through the fellowship in the of the body of Christ、
哦、原来旧约也有属灵的意义与价值在里面，是圣经不可少的一部分。
Then we discovered that even the Old Testament has a rich spiritual meaning.
所以我们读到第十二章第六节的时候
So as we read chapter 12 verse 6
说亚伯拿罕到了一个地方，就是示剑地摩利橡树那里。
It says Abraham passed through the land to the place of Shechem.
这个示剑的背景是他已经离开了哈兰，他已经到了迦南地区。
The place Shechem tells us that he's already left Haran and he's went to the place the land of Canaan.
因为神向他说话。
For God spoke to him.
神要他离开本地本族父家。
God asked him to leave his own father, his own nation, his own country, his own family.
We
know that God's glorious calling.
向我们说话。
He spoke to us.
他要我们离开本地本族父家。
He wants us to get out of our country, our family, and from our father's house.
这句话亚伯兰听见的时候，他就遵命。
As Abraham.Heard these words, he obeyed.
他就了解他的往事。
And then he finished with his past.
他有一个目标。
He had a goal.
人生已经定下来的目标。
He had a goal for his life.
就是神啊，你要我去哪里，我就跟随你的命令。
That is to say, God, whatever you want me, wherever you want me to go, I will obey.
所以希伯来书里面说，他离开的时候，他还不知道他要往哪里地去。
So Hebrews tell us as he left, he didn't know where to go.
那信心的功课。
So this lesson of faith.
乃是把一个没有看见的事情告诉你。
Is that God has told you something that you haven't seen.
所以这件事在亚伯兰生命里头。
So this matter in Abraham's life.
他因为信了神所说的话
，because he believed God's words，
他的一生就改变了。
His life was transformed。
弟兄姊妹，你看见过天堂没有
？Brothers and sisters, have you seen heaven？
你看见过天国没有
？Have you seen the heavenly kingdom？
你怎么相信天堂是那样的荣美
？Why do you believe? How do you believe that heaven is such beautiful？
你怎么相信国度是那样的真实
？How do you know that the kingdom is so real？
你看见过主耶稣要再来没有
？Have you seen that the Lord will come again？
你说我没有。
You might say no, I haven't。
那我再问你，你看见过耶稣钉十字架没有
？Let me ask you again. Have you seen the Lord Jesus crucified on the cross？
你可能跟我回答一样，我真的没有看见。
You might say like me, I haven't seen with my own eyes。
不仅是将来的事情，你还没有看见。
Not only are the things in the future are the things that you haven't seen。
就是历史上已经发生的事情，你仍然没有看见。
Even the things that happened in the past, you haven't seen with your own eyes.
因为我们被生在一个时间段里面。
But we were born in time.
过去好像没有我的存在。
In the past, we did not exist.
将来我也好像不会存在。
And in the future, we will not exist.
但是我们就是存在这一百年中间这么有限的时间里面。
We exist, we live in this limited short period of time.
你如何与那位造天地万物的主来交通呢
？So how do we have fellowship then with the Lord who created heaven and earth?
你对他只有以信心相交。
You can only fellowship with him by faith.
但是你又怎能够相信你信的是对的呢
？So how do you know what you believe is true then？
你要神准确第一手的话语。
You need to have the first-hand experience with the Lord, God's Word. So when
the
Bible is presented before us,
we need
to thank the Lord for the Bible is a complete revelation. Not only does it talk about the past, it talks about now,
and
it talks about the future.
但是所有属灵的福分, 你只有以信开始, 以信接受, 也有以信承受将来应许之地。
But all spiritual blessings you can only inherit by faith.
所以亚伯拉罕信,
so Abraham believed.
他信不是一步到位,
his faith is not once off.
因为信心可以加增,
for faith can be increased.
但是信心是一条一整是人一生要做的事情。
The faith is a lifelong journey.
它可以开始,
you can start.
它可以继续经历,
you can continue to experience.
它可以最终到达神所应许将来的境地。
And then eventually Abraham went to a place where God wanted him to be.
亚伯拉罕一开始信他就走了。
So by the start of faith, that he started on the journey.
但他到了世间地,
so this, as we read chapter verse 6, he came to the place of Shechem.
我们的主向他显现,
the Lord appeared to him.
说我要把这地赐给你的后裔,
said, to your descendants, I will give this land.
你知道吗？什么是主的显现？
Do you know what does it mean by the appearance of the Lord?
如果照着圣经记载，主向他荣耀的显现已经是第二次了。
We know from the Bible that this is the second time the Lord appeared to him in glory.
这也是圣经里面记载神向人显现很特别的一个地方。
And this is something very special about the Lord's appearing to man.
主向亚伯拉罕显现,
the Lord appeared to Abraham.
因为主拣选了这个人,
for the Lord has chosen this man.
主拣选这个人,
he chose this man.
这个人就相信接受,
and this man believed and accepted the Lord.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
如果不是神来找我们,
if the Lord did not come to seek us,
没有一个人天生会信这位神。
No one is born believing the Lord.
那如果那个神来找我们,
but if God comes to seek us,
神就用各样的方式向人表明他的真实,
then in various ways he revealed himself to man.
圣经里面说神可以借大自然向人说话,
the Bible says God can speak to man through his creatures.
圣经里面更直接说神借着他所用的人向人说话,
and Bible tells us that God can speak to man through his other man that he created. But here it says that God, the Lord, appeared to Abraham himself. Abraham, behold the glory of eternal God. The Lord Jesus says, your father Abraham was looking upon my glory, and as he seen it, he rejoices.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
我们有没有遇见显现的主?
Have we experienced this Lord, this God who appears to man?
对今天新约的百姓,
to us who are in the Old Testament, in the New Testament,
我们的主向我们显现，更多是在我们生命里头，在我们的灵里面。
Often the Lord appear to us in our born again lives and in our spirit.
他不仅仅是借着异象,
not only does he reveal to us through visions.
也说他借着异梦,
the Bible says he can appear to man through dreams.
但是到新约里面，更多是借着启示。
But in the New Testament, it is often through revelation. He causes our heart, who used to be hindered and could not understand, to be blinded because of his word. Because the word of God. Because it's the moving of the Holy Spirit. Because of one hymn that you have been singing. Have you experienced the Lord appear to us in the Spirit?
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
许多的人信主,
many people believe in God,
不是因为道理讲通了,
not because he's persuaded by the reasoning,
不是因为看见了神迹,
not because he has seen miracles,
乃是一句主的话在他心里面说话的时候,
but because the word of God spoke to him,
或者因为主借着圣徒所写的一首诗歌在那边唱回家吧，回家吧，不要再流浪。
Or through the Lord, through His saints, the saints who have been writing the songs, saying, "Come home, come home."
神就借着耶稣基督，并他钉十字架，在人生命里头做感动的工作。
Then God moves man through Jesus Christ and Him crucified.
那个人就痛哭流涕的来接受主为他个人的救主。
Then sinners, once touched by the Lord, come and repent and confess before the Lord.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
我们的心有没有被曾经被神感动过?
Have our heart been moved by the Lord?
因着一首诗歌,
because of some hymns,
因着一段的经历,
because of such an experience,
因着一句原原本本的经文,
because a word from the scripture,
因着神借着他的仆人对我们的心的催促,
because of message by one of God's servants,
我们知道神着实向亚伯拉罕显现。
We know that God did appear to Abraham.
神对亚伯拉罕说，我要把这地赐给你的后裔。
God said to Abraham, "To your descendants, I will give this land."
神的显现带出应许来。
God's appearance comes with promises.
他触动亚伯拉罕的心。
He stirred up Abraham's heart.
他使这个信的人心里面有一个很深的得着。
He caused this man who believes to have something in his heart.
因为他的应许是十分的可靠。
For his promises are sure.
当神向你说话的时候，
when God speaks to us,
你不会再想到底天堂是什么样子，我没见过，可信不可信？
You will not be thinking, "Oh, I haven't seen heaven. Whether it's true, I don't know whether it's true or not."
你也不会再想到底耶稣长的是什么样子。
When God speaks to you, you will not be thinking, "I don't know what Jesus looked like."
他超过你的悟性所能理解的。
For His revelation surpasses what we can comprehend.
当神向人说话的时候，
when God speaks to men,
我的生命就有何等奇妙的改变。
That's when our lives has been changed.
我原来与主好像是有关系的，因为我怕下地狱，我信了耶稣。
Previously, as if I believe in the Lord because I was too afraid to go to hell.
但如今我不再惧怕，也不再猜疑。
But now I no longer afraid, nor do I doubt.
我信这位神。
I believe in God.
因为他在我心里面已经做了何等奇妙的改变。
For He has done great change in my heart.
我也不知道为何我一信，他就差遣圣灵住在我的里面。
I don't know why that at the moment, as soon as I believe, He has sent Holy Spirit to dwell in me.
使我能够对他的话信得来。
That I can believe His word.
使我能够知道这位神是良善的。
That I can know that God is good.
当他心里面有那个感动的时候，
when I'm moved by the Lord,
他就筑了一座坛。
When Abraham was moved by the Lord, he built an altar.
这个坛是因信而有的坛。
And this altar was built by faith.
但是这个坛更是因为神的显现而有回应的坛。
This altar, the building of the altar, is a response to God's appearing to him.
所以亚伯拉罕对神就用信筑坛来回应这位神。
So by faith, Abraham built an altar to respond to God's appearing to him.
筑坛要献祭物与礼物。
So when you build an altar, you need to offer sacrifices and gifts.
第一座坛叫回应的坛。
So the first altar is an altar of response.
每当神感动我们向我们说话的时候，你对神有什么表示没有？
When God speaks to us, He revealed Himself to us. Do we have something to respond to Him?
神的话如果一发出，
the word of God was brought forth.
他就不会徒然返回的。
It will not return in vain.
神的应许如果给了一个人，
If God gives man a promise,
神的恩典如果给了一个人，
If God gives grace to a man,
神如果寻找一个人，
If God seeks someone,
那个人就应该对神有所回应。
Then this man needs to respond to his calling.
我们的主在新约里面在那边呼喊说
In the New Testament, our Lord cried out saying,
我好像一个孩童住在大街上。
That we are like children sitting on the streets.
我向你们吹笛，你们却不跳舞。
I play lute to you and you do not dance.
我向你们举哀，你们却不捶胸。
And we mourn to you and you do not beat on your chest.
我要用什么来比喻这个世代呢？
How do I compare this generation?
弟兄姊妹，世人谈到耶稣，他心里面不会有感动。
When the men of the world talk about Jesus, they will not be touched. They will not be moved.
也不会有感恩。
They will not have a heart of thanksgiving.
我们属神的儿女。
But we are God's children.
安静下我们的心来。
If we quieten our hearts,
思想那钉十字架的耶稣基督。
If we meditate on Jesus Christ who was crucified for us,
我们说主啊，你既然要我，
我就
给你。
Lord, you have chosen me, you have demanded of me, and I will give myself to you.
第一座堂告诉我们说，亚伯拉罕对神实在是回应他的呼召，回应他的显现。
This first altar talks about Abraham's response to God's love.
他就与神借着祭坛有了交通。
And through the building of the altar, he had fellowship with God.
当我们读到第二座坛的时候
，Then we read about the second altar.
第二座坛在第八节里面说，从那里他又迁到伯特利东边的山，直达帐篷，西边是伯特利，东边是爱。他在那里为耶和华又筑了一座坛，求告耶和华的名。
Verse 8 says he moved from there to the mountain east of Bethel, and he pitched his tent with Bethel on the west and Ai on the east. There he built an altar to the Lord.
他搬到了一个地方。
He moved to another place.
东边是伯特利。
The mountain east of Bethel, with Bethel on the west.
西边是伯特利，东边是爱。
Bethel on the west.
他在这个中地方
，and I on the east.
筑了一座坛。
There he built an altar to the Lord.
他筑了一座坛在这两个城之间。
So he built an altar between the two cities.
什么是伯特利呢？
So what does Bethel mean?
我们知道伯特利的意思是神的殿，天的门。
Bethel means the temple of God, the gate of heaven.
什么是爱呢？
What does I mean?
爱的意思就是一片废墟。
I means such a ruin.
你就在这两造之间。
So between the two.
一面是神的殿，天的门。
On the one hand, God's temple, the gate of heaven.
一面是世界，是一片废墟。
On the other hand, a deserted place.
弟兄姊妹，本来只是一个地方而已。
It was just a place originally.
但是这个地方在属灵的意义上却不同小可。
But this place has a spiritual meaning.
亚伯拉罕住在这两个地方之间。
Abraham lived between these two places.
他在这个地方之间来筑一座坛，求告耶和华的名。
And between these two places, he built an altar to call on the name of the Lord.
这个坛叫做分别之坛。
And this altar is called, we should call it,The altar of consecration or separation.
也叫做见证之堂。
Altar of separation or altar of testimony.
因为在这个地方他搭了一个帐篷就住在那里。
But he pitched his tent between these two places and he lived there.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
我们今天是不是活在地上？
Do we live on earth today?
但是我们今天却是仰望那座看不见的城。
And yet we look upon the city that cannot be seen.
就像我们祖宗亚伯拉罕一样。
Just like our father Abraham.
弟兄姊妹，我们就像一首诗歌里面所唱的，我们不是仰望坟墓。
Just like a song, a hymn says, we do not look forward to the grave.
我们不是等候死亡。
We do not wait to die.
我们是仰望那座看不见、有根有基的城市，神亲自经营建造的。
But we're looking ahead to the city which is not founded, is not built by man.
人
a city with foundation.
活在这地上。
We who live on this earth.
就像一个前辈弟兄所说的，人活着是一条路可以走。
Just like Brothers have been saying we have a way to walk.
但是等你死后，世界留给你的只是一个坟墓。
But once you finish your journey, what the world leaves you behind is but a grave.
是何等虚空的一件事情。
So it is such a vanity.
爱是一片废墟。
爱 is but such a ruin.
你不要转向它。
So let us not fix our eyes on that place.
你要转向伯特利。
Let's turn and fix our eyes on Bethel.
你在空虚与满足之间。
Between vanity and satisfaction,
你选择一个分别的生活。
Let us choose a life of separation.
什么是分别的生活？
What is a life of separation?
我不属这世界。
That is to say, I do not belong to this world.
所以你知道吗？今天有谁是搭帐篷过日子呢？
So who here pitched tents and live in a tent?
搭帐篷的意思是随时可以拆走。
So to live in a tent means he can move. Anytime,
这个地上却不属于这个地。
That he lives in the world, but yet he's not of the world.
他筑了一座堂来求告耶和华的名。
He built an altar to call on the name of the Lord.
弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters,
死亡对于人来讲是何等可怕的一件事情。
Death is such a terrible thing to men.
我记得几年前
，I remember a few years ago.
我的大女儿两岁多，跟我回中国待了一年，为了教会。
My older sister went back to China with me, because of some ministry.
但是也是那一年，我的奶奶过世了。
On that same year, my grandmother passed away.
我们就一直在悲痛中送她到火葬场去。
So in such sorrow, we sent her to the crematorium.
我的大女儿也看见了。
Crematorium.
但是她才两岁多。
My older daughter has seen that their funeral, and she was only 2 years old.
有一天她回来的时候就跟我讲。
And after she returned from the funeral, she said to me.
她说：“爸爸，大奶奶是不是死了？”
She said, "Grandmother, is she died? Is she dead?"
我说是死了。
Yes, I said, she has died.
他说是不是烧了？
And she asked, is she burned up?
我说是烧了。
And I said, yes, her body is burned.
他就点点头就不说话。
And then she nodded her head and she was, she didn't say anything. But then after a few days,
要睡觉之前他就又跟我聊天了。
Before she went to bed, my daughter speak to me.
她跟我讲说，爸爸。
She said, Daddy.
她说我真的不想死啊。
I do not want to die.
弟兄姊妹，两岁半的孩子说我不想死。
So a two-year-old child will say, I do not want to die.
我就趁机跟她传福音。
Then I shared the gospel with her.
如果能够让你不惧怕死亡，有永恒的盼望。
If You can not be afraid of death and have eternal hope.
除非你是背对爱面对伯特利。
Unless you turn from eye and face Bethel.
除非你过的生活是住帐篷来足堂仰望那为我们信心创始成终的耶稣基督。
Unless you pitch the tent and you live in the tent, you look upon Jesus Christ who is the author and perfecter of our faith.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters,
亚伯拉罕住着帐篷住他的生活。
Abraham lived in the tents and he built altars.
在他的心里面有一个何等荣耀尊贵的盼望。
In his heart there is such a glorious and honorable hope.
他住的第二座堂叫分别的堂，也叫见证的堂。
So this second altar, let's call it an altar of separation, an altar of testimony.
当我们读到第十三章十八节的时候
，So as we read chapter 13, verse 18,
说到他。到了希伯伦曼利的橡树。
It tells us that he moved his tent and went and dwelt by the terebin tree of Mamre, which are in Hebron.
但是我们如果详读圣经的话
，If we read the Bible carefully，
在第二座堂跟第三座堂，他经历了许多的事情。
Between the second altar and the third altar, Abraham has been experienced a lot.
一个是他经历了饥荒。
Firstly, he has experienced the famine. Yep.
但是他却因着饥荒下到埃及去。
And because of the famine, he went to Egypt.
他离开了应许之地。
He departed from the land of promise.
他走了一个往埃及去的路。
he went on the way to Egypt.
结果一离开应许之地，一到埃及里面去，他就听见威吓的声音。
So as soon as he departed from the promised land and went to Egypt, he faced, he was terrified by the Egyptians.
因为好像在那里他看不见神的作为。
Because in Egypt you cannot see the works of God.
因为那里面的人不敬畏神。
Because they do not fear God.
他马上就想到自己的妻子撒拉。
So immediately Abraham think of his own wife Sarah.
因为他太太是容貌俊美的妇人。
Because Sarah was a beautiful woman.
他怕别人夺他的妻子再害他的命。
And Abraham was so afraid that they will take his wife and kill him.
结果呢？
So what happens?
他就软弱了，因着惧怕被人杀害，后面就犯了一个过错，叫做撒了谎。
So because Abraham was weak, he committed a sin, that is lying.
弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters,
因着饥荒下到埃及，离开应许之地。
Because of famine, he left promised land and went to Egypt.
因着离开应许之地，到了埃及，他就面临了试探，他就软弱跌倒。
Because he left the promised land and went to Egypt, he was facing weakness and he stumbles.
结果神怜悯他。
So, but in the end, God had mercy on him.
神在法老家中行了一个刑罚。
God did something to, to Pharaoh's house.
因为法老把他的太太给夺走。
For Pharaoh took Abraham's wife.
他是能问亚伯拉罕说这是谁？他说是我的妹子。
But when the Egyptians asked Abraham, "Who are this woman? Who is this woman?" Abraham said, "This is my sister."
确实是同父异母的妹子。
Yes, they are brothers and sisters with same father but different mothers.
但是却是实实在在是他的妻子。
But indeed, Sarah was his wife.
圣经里面说，丈夫爱妻子，要为妻子舍命。
Bible tells us that the husband shall love his wife and die for his wife.
但是亚伯兰在软弱的时候却爱自己，让妻子舍命。
But then when Abraham was weak, he loved himself so much that he will sacrifice his wife.
弟兄姊妹，就是信心的伟人，还有软弱跌倒的时候。
So brothers and sisters, even this man of great faith have his time of weakness.
如果撒来那次被玷污了。
If Sarah was defiled in that occasion.
圣经的历史要重新写。
Then Bible history needs to be rewritten.
因为从撒来开始。
For from Sarah.
一代一代的门监学，门监学，门监学，一直引到耶稣基督借着玛利亚出来。
One generation after another, they have been chosen by the Lord, and until the Lord Jesus was born by Mary.
但亚伯兰实实在在是跌倒。
But Abraham was truly weak and he stumbled.
还经历另外一件事情。
And he experienced something else.
他的骨肉之亲罗德与他相争。
That there was strife between Abraham and Lot.
结果就伤心的分开。
And they departed from each other.
因为他实在爱他的侄儿罗德。
Because Abraham loved his nephew Lot so much.
那直到他从埃及地回来，他到了希伯伦那地方。
So until it's not until he returned from Egypt and went to Hebron.
他回到迦南地，再开始筑堂。
He returned to the promised land and he built an altar.
弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters.
第三座堂叫做回归之堂。
This third altar is called an altar of return, returning.
信心的人也会跌倒。
Or altar of restoration to the Lord.
弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters,
跌倒会成为过去。
We may be stumbled, but our stumbling shall become past.
如果你愿意在神的怜悯中再起来。
As long as you want to return to the Lord by His mercy.
一人若七次跌倒。
The Bible says, a righteous man, though he may fall seven times,
我们的主可以七次让他再站起来。
The Lord will cause him to stand up again seven times.
亚伯拉罕是跌倒了。
Yes, Abraham did stumble.
但是他有一座堂叫回归之堂。
But he built an altar, this altar of restoration.
什么时候我们离开应许之地？
Whenever we depart from the promised land,
什么时候苦难必定与我们同在？
That we will face sufferings and difficulties.
什么时候我们的心偏离邪，以别的代替耶和华
？Whenever we turn our hearts and we we replace the law with something else.
什么时候难处就要接二连三来盖住你的心里面的眼睛。
Then difficulties will come and blind our eyes, the eyes of our hearts.
看不见主的荣耀。
Then we will not see the glory of on the face of the Lord.
但是神爱世间属自己的人就爱到底。
And yet God loved those who belonged to Him, He loved them to the end.
所以你记不记得主耶稣被卖的那个晚上，圣经里面说到属爱世间属自己的人就爱到底，那天晚上他就弯下腰来给门徒洗脚。
So do you remember on the night of the Passover, before the Lord Jesus was crucified, He loved them and He loved them to the end. And he washed the disciples' feet.
人如果看自己软弱跌倒，你没有路了。
If we only look at our weakness, our stumblings, and we will have no way out.
我们不是看自己而得胜。
We cannot overcome if we look at ourselves.
我们是仰望主的怜悯而得以被保存。
We can only be preserved if we look upon His mercy.
如果你那个时候去采访亚伯拉，你的心有何感受？你的埃及之行。
If you go and visit Abraham and ask him, what's your feeling about this journey to Egypt? What do you feel?
他会告诉我们说全然败坏。
And he will say to you, I am completely corrupted.
但是他还会告诉我们回到神的心里中才是路。
But then perhaps he will say, only by returning to the Lord's purpose, then you have a way out.
弟兄们。
Brothers and sisters.
姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters, insist.
如果离开主还有路。
If apart from the law, there is a way.
我们主的话就说错了。
Then the law is, the word of God is wrong.
我们的主说除他以外别无拯救。
For the word of God says, apart from him, there's no other salvation.
在神和人之间只有一条路。
Between God and man, there's only one way.
在神和世界之间只有一条路。
Between God and the world, there's only one way.
就是主和他的命令。
That is the Lord and His commandments.
所以当他回来的时候。
So when Abraham returned from Egypt.
他经历了跌倒与软弱。
He experiences the weakness and the stumbling.
他也经历了与挪得的分别。
And he experienced the separation with Lot.
他经历了许许多多伤心的事情。
He experienced many things of sorrow.
因为他挪得与他相争的时候，他说：“你与我，你我不可相争。”
When Lot separated from Egypt, says, "There shall be no strife between you and me."
他把全地放在挪得的面前，说：“你往东我就往西，你向左我就向右。”
He said to Lot, saying, "If you take left, then I will go to the right. If you go to the right, then I will go to the left."
挪得就选最肥沃的地方。
The Lot chose what pleases his eyes.
挪得选择走他的路。
He chose his own ways. He chose the land that was well watered.
但是因为他回到神的心意当中。
But because Abraham returned to God's original purpose.
回到了迦南地。
He returned to the land of Canaan.
我们的神就向他显现。
Then God once again appeared to Abraham.
说把你眼睛所看见的东西南北。
It says, lift your eyes now and look from the place where you are. Northward, southward, eastward, and westward.
我要赐给你的后裔。
For all the land which you see, I will give to you and your descendants forever.
所以就有了第三座坛叫回归之坛。
Then we have the third altar, the altar of restoration.
当我们读到第四座坛的时候。
So we're going to talk about the fourth altar.
当我们读到创世纪第二十二章。
When we read Genesis chapter 22.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
说第二十二章一看的时候。
When we read chapter 22.
初初一看就是好像一个故事一样。
It seems like just a story.
初初一看好像就是一家里面的事情一样。
It seems just a story happened in a family.
但是你越看越仔细。
But the more you look at it.
你思想前面思想后面。
You compare it to the chapters before that and after that.
你的心会被触动。
Your heart will be touched.
因为这个时候亚伯拉罕已经一百多岁了。
But by now Abraham is 100 years old.
他从他75岁到了迦南地。
When he was 75, he came to the land of Canaan.
到了100岁，神给他一个儿子。
to when he was 100 years old, the Lord gave him a son.
到了养育孩子这么多年以来，孩子已经长大，好像可以跟他做一些事情的时候。
And then until to this time, when the child has grown up a bit and was able to do something with him.
有一句话是我们常常惧怕的。
Often we are afraid of this one saying.
就是神要试验亚伯拉罕。
That is when God wants to test Abraham.
你知道吗？你能不能被神试？
We're often afraid of being tested by the Lord.
经得起他试。
Are we strong enough to be tested by the Lord?
哪里能够经得起试？
So how can we stand before His test?
我们哪里能够经得起看？
How can we be examined by the Lord?
我们许许多多的义是那样的破烂不堪。
Our righteousness is but like filthy rags.
许多时候行义是在弟兄姊妹面前有个基督徒的样式。
Oftentimes our so-called righteousness is to live like a Christian before men.
在家里又是另外一个样式。
And in our families we are a totally different person.
许多时候在家里是一个样式。
Oftentimes we have a way of life in our families.
晚上跟朋友们一起出去玩又是另外一个样式。
Then when you go out with your friends, you have a totally different life.
在众人面前我们是一个模样。
We live one life before people.
关起门来我们又是另外一个模样。
But we have another life when you are alone.
弟兄姊妹，我不是说别人，我是说我自己。
I'm not talking about other people, but I'm talking about myself.
我们如果看自己，
If we look at ourselves,
我们就常常在软弱中挣扎。
We often struggle in our own weakness.
破烂不堪。
For we are truly, totally corrupted.
但是神的祝福竟然临到我们身上。
And yet the grace of God has come to us.
我们得了救恩，我们做什么？什么都没做。
We have received salvation. What have we done for this? We have done nothing.
我们能够从仇敌撒旦的手中被拣选出来，被拯救出来。我们能够侍奉主，我们做什么？我们什么也没做。
We can be redeemed. We can be saved from the hand of Satan, the enemy. We have done nothing for our salvation.
谁能够让一百岁的老人家生孩子呢？
Who can cause this 100 year old man to give birth to a child?
谁能够让一个经期已经断绝的妇人90来岁的人能够生孩子呢？
Who can cause an old woman who has no longer passes her age to give birth to a son?
你说神迹。
You say it's a miracle.
第二句话你说恩典。
Then you say it's a grace.
如果不是恩典，不是行神迹，哪里有这个迹象呢？
Yes, it is. If it's not by grace or and by a miracle, how can Abraham have a son?
弟兄姊妹
But brothers and sisters,
信心一定要经过试炼。
Faith must be tested.
没有信心是不经过试炼的。
There is no faith that shall not be tested.
信心经过试炼，就比那经过火炼的金子七次，火炼七次还显得宝贝。
But after faith has been tested, it is more valuable than gold that has been refined 7 times.
神如果爱我们，
if God loves us,
如果要用我们，
if God wants us to use us,
神一定要试验我们。
Surely He must test us.
他要把我们生命中，
He needs to refine our lives.
所有的杂质，
that all the dirt
一样一样的去掉，
may be taken away.
直到他最后让我们学一个功课，
until we learn a lesson at the end.
就是第四座坛叫做顺服的坛的功课。
And that is the fourth altar talks about, that is the altar of obedience.
弟兄姊妹，
the brothers and sisters,
亚伯拉罕来讲第四座坛是致命的坛。
So to Abraham, this fourth altar almost takes his life.
你知道吗？当一个人如果有了孩子，
you know when a man has a child, has a son,
你知道当爸爸的里面会有起很大的反应。
You know when a man becomes a father,His heart is changed.
我记得我有一次就在这边 Woolworth 里面，在超市里面买东西。
I remember I was once I was shopping in Woolworth.
我看到一个中年的男子。
And I saw a middle-aged man.
有一点年龄了，因为他头发很少。
He had some. He was quite. He doesn't have much hair left.
但是他围着一辆婴儿车。
But he sit next to a baby stroller.
在超市里面那么多人情况下。
So in front of so many people in the shopping center,
他好像旁若无人的一样
as if there was no one there.
我看他就在这摆着各种的姿势，鬼脸，就单单逗他婴儿车里面的小婴孩。
And he was playing monkey face to his baby.
他左摆右摆。
Just to make his baby happy.
我买东西逛了一圈，他还在摆姿势。
After I finished shopping, he was still there, trying to play with his baby.
你没有做过父亲，你不理解。
If you haven't become a father, you will not understand.
你如果刚刚做父亲，你就能够很感触很深。
But if you just recently become a father, then you will understand.
因为婴儿车里面是他爱的所在。
For this baby lying in the trolley, in the stroller is what his love, where his love is.
如果有人说你的儿子丑，你说没关系。
If someone says, your baby looks ugly, you say, don't worry about it.
只要是我的孩子像我就好。
As long as he looks like me.
我就看到那个中年的男子就左摆右摆左摆右摆，我心里面有感触，因为我已经为人父亲。
So as I saw this man playing with his baby, I was quite touched because I am a father myself.
你知道吗？亚伯拉罕一百多岁有一个孩子，有一个孩子好不容易给他养了一个，大概十来岁出头的时候。
You know, Abraham has a son when he was 100 years old, and it took him a while to bring him up.Until he was in teenage, perhaps in teenage.
神说把你的孩子带去。
Then one day God said, bring your son, your beloved son.
带你的独生儿子。
The son whom you love.
就是以撒。
Your only son, Isaac.
你所爱的以撒。
Whom you love.
往摩利亚山去。
And go to the land of Moriah.
把他献为燔祭。
And offer him there as a burnt offering.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters,
我以前很爱出国。
Previously, I liked to go overseas.
我不爱主，我喜欢去外国的世界。我在中国的时候
，do not love the Lord, but I love to go overseas.
如果神向我显现说你去澳洲，我叫你定居澳洲，我那时候会欢喜跳起来。
If God appeared to me at that time and says you go to Australia, I will rejoice. I will be so happy.
如果对于神对我们中间寻求 PR 的人说，今天澳洲政府特赦给你 PR， 你会跳起来。
If God said to us today, Australian government will give special permission to or everyone to give to get PR, we will be happy.
神对亚伯兰曾经说，我要给你一个应许，明年这个时候你要得一个儿子，他高兴得不得了。
So God once gave this promise to Abraham, saying, in this time next year you will have a son.
但是那
天 Abraham was happy.
神竟然把他所给的说。你把他献为燔祭。
But on that day, God said to Abraham, "Offer your son as a burnt offering."
神知道他爱亚伯拉罕，爱以撒。
God knows knew Abraham loved his son.
神知道以撒是他的命。
He knew that Isaac was his life.
神也让他知道以撒要承受应许之地的。
And God already made known to Abraham that.Isaac will be the son of promise.
那时候在人与人之间的爱情。
At that time, the love between men.
那时候他又对神的话要好好的思想。
Abraham has had to meditate on the word of God.
但是他有限的头脑里面一定是想不通到底神你为何要做这样的事情。
But I'm sure he could not fully understand why God do such thing.
今天我们回过来看历史的时候。
But as we look back at the history,
很简单。
We know it was quite simple.
如果我知道，我已经读过这篇书了。
If we have already read the story, then it's simple to me.
那个时候我就拍拍亚伯兰肩膀，别怕，别怕，神只是试验你而已。
So perhaps you will try to pat on Abraham and saying, don't worry, God's just testing you.
但是那个时候我还不知道结果。
But at that time, Abraham did not know the result.
你要不要做这件事情？
So do you want to do this?
你做还是不做？
Do you really want to do this?
我们说第四座坛叫做顺服之堂。
So we say the fourth altar is the altar of obedience.
弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
亚伯拉罕就去了。
Abraham went.
他带他的仆人们。
He brought his servants.
他带着牦驴。
He brought the donkeys.
他带着儿子。
He brought his son.
他也带着燔祭要用的柴。
He brought the wood for the burnt offering.
他走了三天的路。
And they traveled 3 days.
献就献，杀就杀。
So if you want to offer or kill the son,
但是走了三天，你知道心里面有多少的挣扎。
It's easy to do it if you do it straight away, but it had to take in 3 days on the journey.
如果是我是你。
If it's you and me,
我们一边走我们就想神今天有没有后悔啊？
Perhaps we'll ask God every day, saying,
神不说话。
Has God relented?
第二天，神你有没有新的带领？
God, will you speak? Will you have a new?
神还不说话。
Will you change your mind? Will you speak to me?
第三天了。
But God has not spoken.
到了山下了。
Until the third day.
交通整个了。
Until he came to the Mount Moriah.
毛驴。
The servants are here. The donkeys are here. You stay here.
我和小子，我的儿子一起去拜拜就回来。
I will go with.The lad and worship, and then we'll come back to you.
当以撒背着柴的时候
so when Isaac took the wood, and
要往山上走的时候
when he carried the wood and walked towards the mountain,
弟兄姊妹，如果是我是你
if it was you and I,
我们早就一把鼻涕一把眼泪了
we will probably be in tears.
心里面是不是还会说，孩子别怪我，是神要做，不是我要做？
We'll probably say in our heart, saying, "My son, do not blame me. It's God that wants me to offer you on the altar."
完全没有。
But we did not see what Abraham in tears.
罗马书里面告诉我们说，亚伯拉罕所信的神是使死能复活、死无变有的神。
Romans tell us the God that Abraham believes is a God who raises the dead to life and causes nothing as if they were.
许多时候难处临到我们身上，我们不知道什么原因。
Sometimes when difficulty comes, we don't know what causes the difficulty.
许多时候难处临到我们身上，我们也看不见结果。
Oftentimes when we go through sufferings, we haven't seen the result.
有些难处是因为我们犯罪无知而引起的。
Some difficulties are a result of our ignorance, our foolishness.
但是许多的环境临到弟兄姊妹。
But oftentimes when a circumstances come to us,
实实在在是神在环境中来锻炼我们。
It is truly God wants to test us in the circumstances.
来试验我们。
He wants to test us.
如果我们对神的信心
，if our faith towards God
没有建立在神的话语里面
，was not built upon His words，
没有建立在真理上面
，was not built upon truth，
你去看经历
，if we look at our experience alone，
你许多的事情是你没有经历过的
，there are many things that we haven't experienced。
这是亚伯拉罕对神的信心。
But the faith that Abraham has towards God
乃是抓住他对神正确的认识
was based on his true understanding of God.
他认识神所是
He knew who God was.
他也认识神所做
He knew God's works.
他知道在神心里面
He knew that in God's heart
没有自在乎的意念
He does not have a mind to afflict us.
他知道神的应许是十分的可靠。
His promises is sure.
所以当神对他说话的时候，他就做。
So when God spoke to him, he obeyed.
因为他知道神是使死能复活的。
But he knew that God causes the dead to live.
他对神的信心是绝不动摇。
He did not waver in his faith.
你记不记得
？Do you remember this?
当巴比伦王对着但以理三个朋友说话的时候。
When the king of Babylon spoke to three friends of Daniel,
你一定要拜这个金像。当乐声响起的时候
，He said to them, "When the music sound, you have to worship this gold image."
那三个朋友回答怎么说呢
？And what did the three friends said to the king?
我绝不拜你所造的金像。
We will surely not bow our knees to the image, to the idol.
王说：“你如果不拜，我把你扔进火窑里面去。”
The king says, "If you do not worship this idol, I will throw you into the fiery furnace."
他说：“我的神一定能够搭救我。”
They say, "Surely my God will save me."
即或不然。
Even if it's not so,
神就是不搭救我。
Even if God does not save me,
我今天就是死了。
Even if I had to die,
我也不拜你所立的金像。
I will not worship this idol.
弟兄姊妹，神如果能够使死人复活
，If God can cause the dead to live，
死人如果已经被得胜所吞灭的
，If death is swallowed up by victory，
坟墓如果不能拘禁耶稣基督
，If the Hades could not lay hold of the Lord Jesus，
就没有什么能够害我们
，Then there is nothing that can destroy us。
我们的主从死里面复活的时候，手里拿着阴间跟死亡的钥匙。
Our Lord Jesus, when he was raised from the dead, he held the key of death and Hades.
希伯来书告诉我们说，他已经要搭救一生为攀升、怕死为奴仆的人。
The book of Hebrews tells us he will save all those who by fear of death have become a bondage to the enemy.
但神要我们把自己献在他的手中的时候
，But when God wants to give himself to us.
弟兄姊妹，顺服还是不顺服
？When God wants us to give ourselves to Him, do we obey?
神试验的结果
，the result of God's testing.
目的要我们更多的把自己交给他。
The purpose of His testing is that we give ourselves more and more to Him.
宝贝的呢
？What is the treasure in our heart?
你的青春
？Is it your youth?
中国有一个民族乐曲那个作曲家写词写曲的。
There was a famous poem in Chinese.
他已经过世了。
The song, the poet has passed away.
但是他写了一首歌，很脍炙人口。
But he wrote this poem that was quite famous.
其中有一句话说：“我的青春就像小鸟一样，一去就不回来了。”
And it goes like this: My youth is like a bird, and once it goes, it will not ever come back.
连世人都知道，青春是年少的时光，一去不回来。
Even the world knows that your youth, once it's gone, it will not return.
我们中间的年轻人
So let me speak to the young people here.
愿不愿意把你的时间更多的交给你
Are you willing to give your time to the Lord?
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
根据你对神的信心
according to your faith, to God's promises,
根据他的荣耀与美德
according to his glory and his beauty,
他不会浪费你的青春
he will not waste your youth.
不要看世人怎么看你
Don't worry about what the world looks at you.
我们的健康要不要献给主呢
Do we want to give our health to the Lord?
当那个男子离家出走，浪费他父亲之财的时候
When the prodigal son left his father's house and wasted all his money.
他的哥哥指责那个兄弟说，他浪费你的之财，结交妓女。
His older brother was angry with him, saying he was such a one who wasted all your money with the prostitutes.
有一天他居然回来了，爸爸还摘鸟牛犊给他吃。
And one day when the son returns, the father killed a fat calf to celebrate for him.
你知道吗？他家的仆人对他怎么解释
？Do you know what the servant said to the older brother?
他爸仆人说，因为他无灾无病回来，你爸爸就高兴。
The servant said, because your younger brother has came back safely, and your father rejoiced.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters,
诗歌里面唱到说，我们的手要为他用。
The song that we just sang that says,
口要为他用。
Our voice and our lips need to be used by him. God wants to use our feet.
我们的意志要为他用。
Our will needs to be consecrated to him.
我们的爱心要为他用。
Our love.
弟兄姊妹，把自己给主是何爽的不得了。
It is such a blessed thing to give ourselves to the Lord.
今天如果神对我们说，你把自己献上。
If God says, give yourselves to me.
你害怕什么呢?
Then what are you afraid of?
第四座堂叫做顺服的堂。
The fourth altar is the altar of obedience.
你把自己摆上试试看。
If you, what, you, do you want to try to consecrate yourself to the Lord?
结果呢?
What was the result for Abraham?
以撒没有被杀。
Isaac was not killed.
神亲自预备了一只羊,他的脚挂在树上就拿来杀了。
God himself has prepared a lamb for the sacrifice.
一切全是耶稣基督的所作。
It is all the works by the work of Jesus Christ.
我们所有的奉献与侍奉只是分享基督的得胜。
All our consecration and service is but partaking of Christ's victory.
信心祭坛第一座要回应。
So the first altar is the altar of faith.
第二座要分别。
Altar of response. The second one is the altar of separation.
第三座要回归。
The third one is the altar of restoration.
第四座要顺服。
And the fourth altar is the altar of obedience.
我们一同低头祷告。
Shall we bow and have a word of prayer?
当我们低头的时候
，As we bow our heads,
我们一同安静在主的面前。
Let's quiet ourselves before the Lord.
我们思想我们和主的关系。
Let's meditate on our relationship with the Lord.
我们一生的生活。
Our whole lives.
是不是在信心里面在筑堂
Are we building temples by faith?
我们把什么给了主
What have we given to the Lord?
我们又留下什么不给主
What have we kept back that we did not want to give to the Lord?
我们也在我们的心里面向主祷告
So let's pray to the Lord in our hearts. If the Lord appeared to us today, if the Lord judges our hearts, let's all return before the Lord.
主, 我们感谢你, 我们赞美你。
Lord Jesus, we thank you and we praise you. We thank you that you have allowed Abraham to become our example and a testimony. We see, we just look at the life of a man of faith. How by faith he has built the altars of faith. Lord, we want to say today that we thank you. We want to call Abraham, we want to call God Jehovah Jireh.
因为在你的山上，你永远都是丰富的。
For in your mountain you have prepared.
你帮助我们从前所有的人。
Will you help each and every one of us?
让我们把自己给你。
That we may give ourselves to you.
开我们属灵的眼睛,
you open our spiritual eyes. That we may live on the altars. Until we consecrate ourselves
谢谢主,
wholeheartedly.
你的同在,
we thank you for your presence with us.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名,
pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.